the Africa pages of the BBC News website, and there are photos from our trip on the World Music pages of the Radio 3 website. Next week, you can hear another location programme recorded at the French Institute in Mali last year. It's a roundtable discussion with some of the leading experts on the subject of tradition, modernity and authenticity in West African music since independence.
World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Peter Meanwell. And next week's programme, which Lucy just mentioned, is a little later than usual at 10:15 next Sunday evening here on BBC Radio 3. Well, tomorrow is Monday, which means that Jez Nelson will be here tomorrow night with Jazz on 3 featuring the British trio Troika. That's from 11 tomorrow night. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now just after 11 o'clock and time for Jazz Lineup, presented by Julian Joseph.
Good evening and welcome to a unique jazz lineup coming to you from the programme's home and the headquarters of BBC Scotland on the banks of the River Clyde at Pacific Quay, Glasgow. Over the next 90 minutes, we're going to give you a snapshot of the breadth of jazz being broadcast by the BBC in any one week and many of its presenters associated with those programmes. In session for us tonight, I'm delighted to welcome the incomparable and award-winning Scottish National Jazz Orchestra with their director, Professor Tommy Smith. And I think they deserve a massive round of applause. Now, later on, our very special guest will be joining the band, which will excite all of you and all of us. So we'll look forward to that. Well, let's get the show moving on with the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra and a feature for two of their illustrious trumpeters, Ryan Quigley and Tom McNiven. This is Song for Barry. Exciting stuff from the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, and that was Song for Barry, written by the great Michael Brecker. And it was arranged by Rich Shamaria. That featured the trumpet of Ryan Quigley and the flugel of Tom McNiven and the guitar of Kevin McKenzie. You're going to hear a lot of Michael Brecker's music tonight. To introduce the next item is a gentleman who presents his show from BBC Hereford and Worcester. His show goes out simultaneously on Radio Stoke in Shropshire on Wednesday nights from 7 till 9. Here is the presenter of that programme, John Hellings.
Musically, I grew up at a time when big bands still roamed the country. and appeared in dance halls and theatres. My introduction to jazz came from the likes of Ted Heath, the Kirchin Brothers, and the Squadronaires. Now, it was a short journey from there to the pianoless magic of Jerry Mulligan, the piano artistry of Stan Kenton, and everything my limited pocket money would buy. All my mates were into someone called Elvis. I don't know what happened to him, but anyway. So now, to be able to share my love of a wide range and a great heritage of jazz with a like-minded audience is not only a great pleasure, but it's also a privilege as well. It's also good to be able to point them in the direction of new artists who appear on the scene. So much then for the aunt who once reassured my mother that liking jazz as a teenager was a passing fad and that I would grow out of it. I can assure you, I haven't. So while I've been delivering a very condensed life story, Julian has moved over to the piano and is ready to play a composition of his own, Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. How about that wonderful drum solo there from Alan Koska? Yes, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very much for a piece that I wrote for one of my best friends on the occasion of a landmark birthday, and that was a piece called Barbara. There are so many people presenting jazz that even in our 90-minute soiree today, we can't include everybody, but one of those people is Gary Copley, who presents his big band show on BBC Radio Leeds on Mondays at 7. So check him out online if you're not near or around Leeds, okay? Well, next from BBC Radio Ulster is the presenter of Jazz Club from 7 till 8 on Sundays. So please welcome Walter Love.
Thank you very much indeed, Julian. Well, jazz excites me, and it has done since about the age of 10 or 11, and I have to admit that was rather a long time ago. I like to share that excitement with listeners to Jazz Club, and I do that through the music, the classic jazz of the 1920s, the swing era of the 1930s, the development of mainstream jazz into cool jazz in the 40s, what I like to call the classic blue note period of the 1950s, and all the decades ever since. And that excitement is shared by my colleague Linley Hamilton, who presents After Midnight on Sunday nights on BBC Radio Ulster. Linley is currently studying for his PhD in jazz composition. He's a major force in jazz education and in performances in Northern Ireland and much further afield. I'm delighted he's with us this evening and that he's brought his trumpet with him. And with the rhythm section, he's going to perform Abby Lincoln's Throw It Away. Linley Hamilton. Thank you.
The dulcet trumpet sounds of Linley Hamilton, presenter for BBC Radio Ulster. And that was Throw It Away from the pen of the great vocalist Abby Lincoln. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with a special edition of the programme celebrating jazz across the BBC. This programme is coming to you from the home of Jazz Lineup, Pacific Quay, in Glasgow. It's also the home of your next presenter and BBC Radio Scotland's Jazz House programme. Please welcome Stephen Duffy.
Thank you. Since jazz first arrived on British shores, ladies and gentlemen, Scottish musicians have been at the very heart of it. The very fine ensemble on stage here this evening is proof positive, if it were required, of the standard of musicianship in what is a very vibrant and a very healthy jazz scene right here in Scotland. And Radio Scotland has always sought to reflect that. And in 2005, the Jazz House appeared, a showcase not just for Scottish jazz, but for jazz from all over the world, with sessions and interviews from established and emerging Scottish jazz artists to the leading names in jazz, such as Kurt Elling, Gary Burton, Sheila Jordan, Annie Ross, Joe Locke, and Tommy Smith and the SNJO, whose recent success at the Parliamentary Jazz Awards we announced live as it happened. Thanks largely, I think, to the regular contributions from another UK Parliamentary Jazz Award winner, Richard Michael, we have been able to take what can be a very dark and mysterious art and make jazz as accessible as we can to as many as we can. And that is the mission statement of the Jazz House, from Radio Scotland to Radio 2. And the successor to the great Humphrey Littleton over on Radio 2 is another musician with a fabulous knack for communication, and that's Jamie Cullum. Now, Jamie Cullum's programme goes out on Tuesday evenings at 7 o'clock on Radio 2, but because of his commitments to Eurovision and writing new songs for Engelbert Humperdinck, Jamie can't be with us this evening, but he has, however, sent us this radio postcard.
I'm Jamie Cullum on BBC Radio 2, and I love doing my radio show for many reasons, actually. One, that I really get to indulge my real true passion, which is listening to music. Although I'm a musician, I always think of myself as a listener before I was a player, because I'm a record collector and a passionate listener to new music. So having this radio show really allows me to indulge that. Also, the other thing is, being on Radio 2, I get the chance to kind of infiltrate this massive kind of inbuilt audience, this huge audience that listen to Radio 2. Radio 2's like their friend. So I get to infiltrate it for 1 hour a week and play them stuff they probably wouldn't normally have listened to, and bring them live sessions and introduce them to all this great music that I love, and try and do it in an informative and a fun way, and make kind of jazz music not frightening, really. So that's why I love doing it so much.
Thank you, Jamie Cullum. Well, in the decade following its founding in 1923, the BBC had such a thirst for live music that it went into the orchestra formation business with a vengeance. And in 1928, it formed the BBC Dance Orchestra, a band that has changed form, function, and name over the decades, and now, as the BBC Big Band, stands alongside the SNJO as one of the finest bands this country has ever produced. Over the past 30 years, the BBC Big Band has evolved from a workaday studio band to an all-out jazz orchestra, and its broadcasts on Radio 3, and particularly its long-running Monday night outing on Radio 2, make it a crucial part of jazz broadcasting. Now, we don't have the works band, as we call them, here this evening, but we do have the lady who keeps them in check, the presenter of Radio 2's Big Band Special and of her own showcase for Sounds at Swing on Sunday nights on Radio 2. Would you please welcome to sing for us the mellifluous and the marvellous Miss Claire Teal.
Thank you very much. How are we doing, Glasgow?
Do I have to try to tell you that I'm sorry for the things I've done? But when I start to try to tell you, that's when you have to tell me, hey, this kind of trouble's only just begun. I tell myself too many times, why don't you ever learn to keep That's why it hurts so bad to hear the words that keep on falling from your mouth, falling from your mouth, falling from your mouth. Tell these are the contents of my head. These are the years
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
The mellifluous and marvellous Claire Teal, and she was singing Annie Lennox's classic, Why? Well, I'd like to introduce you to my presenter colleague on Jazz Lineup. Please welcome Mr. Kevin Legendre. Curiously, somebody is missing.
Yes, indeed. The first voice on the programme just over 12 years ago was Claire Martin. Claire is on stage right now performing her own concert with Richard Rodney Bennett, but she sent us this short message explaining what presenting Jazz Lineup means to her.
Jazz Lineup has been such an amazing journey for me. I've been absolutely honoured to be part of Radio 3's jazz output. It's very unique in providing such well-produced live outside broadcasts, and I've met some of my heroes in the studio, which has been a thrill, and I've learned so much about presenting this music that we all love and feel passionate about. It's been a wonderful 12 years, and I'm very grateful, and long may it rain.
Thank you, Claire. I have to say, I'm very, very lucky because I have the opportunity to work both on Jazz Lineup and on Jazz on 3. And I'd really echo what Claire says about meeting heroes. I've met a lot of great musicians over the years. And it's really important to realise that these musicians are not just incredibly dedicated to their craft, they spend hours and hours and hours practising so they can be able to play to this incredibly high standard, but they're also very strong personalities. We sometimes forget that jazz musicians think a lot about politics, about life, about society, and talking to them, interviewing them, brings those personalities out. A lot of these great players are actually great storytellers as well. And there's also something very charming about hearing a jazz musician refer to another jazz musician as a cat. So you've heard lots of swinging cats tonight, and there are still lots of swinging cats out there, these strong, forceful personalities who really make this music very vibrant. So we're going back to the full band now, and they're going to play another fantastic piece of music. This is My Song by Keith Jarrett, arranged by Jeffrey Keyser, featuring Steve Hamilton on piano and Greg Lawson on violin. Thank you.
A tasteful arrangement of the Keith Jarrett classic My Song, arranged with reverence and creativity by the American pianist Geoffrey Keyser and interpreted beautifully there by the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, featuring the piano of Steve Hamilton and the violin of Greg Lawson. Well, the time has come to meet the band, and I'm going to introduce you to them in sections. On the trumpets, we've got Cameron Jay, Ryan Quigley, Tom McNiven, and Lorne Cowerson. On the trombones, we've got Phil O'Malley, Chris Grieve, Kevin Garrity, and Michael Owers. On the saxophones, we've got Tommy Smith, Conrad Wisniewski, Martin Kershaw, Paul Towndrow, and Bill Fleming. At the rhythm section, we've got on piano Steve Hamilton, on electric bass Kevin Glasgow, on the drums Alan Koska, and on the guitar Kevin McKenzie. But this is a group with extra spice. We don't do things by halves. So last but not least, on violin, Greg Lawson. So, to talk to tonight's conductor and the director of the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, Professor Tommy Smith, is the presenter of Tuesday Night Jazz Hour on BBC Southern Counties Radio and a renowned jazz singer in her own right. Please welcome Trudy Kerr.
Thank you. Thanks, Julian. It's lovely to be here, and it's especially lovely to be talking to Tommy. Nice to meet you, Tommy.
Nice to meet you, Trudy.
I saw you rushing on as a... just before you started, and I didn't get to say hello. So
we were very busy today. We had to...
Where have you been?
Well, I had to give a lesson at 10 o'clock this morning, and then another one at 11:30. Then Randy and I had to do a masterclass. Randy did the masterclass. Randy
Fabulous.
Brecker. And then we did a gig at 6:30 with all the students, and then we had 30 minutes to come here and be here at 8 to play that first song. So
tell us a little bit about the history of the orchestra.
I started in 1995. I'd been living in France for a couple of years studying classical composition. After my time in America and playing with Gary Burton and all that, and I went over to Copenhagen for a little bit, came back to Scotland. I'd noticed in Denmark there was hundreds of big bands. In fact, there was 10 in one city alone in Aarhus, and I was just amazed at the amount of love for the big band there. And I never especially wanted to be a director of a big band, although at Berklee College I was in all the big bands. I was in the Buddy Rich Big Band, the Count Basie Big Band, the recording band, and I loved playing in the big bands, but I never had an ambition to be a big band director. But I knew we had this big hole here in Scotland, and I just recently played with the French National Jazz Orchestra, and I thought they were great, and I thought the idea was great. So I came back here and tried my best to start something. And we started from very little.
And you've also done a wonderful CD, and I think it might be, is it out today? Is it?
It's out today. Yes.
Tell us quickly about that.
Well, we just played a song from it. Mm-hmm. The song was actually written for the Norwegian bassist, a good friend of mine called Arald Anderson. And I knew that Arald couldn't be here, and I had invited Greg Lawson to play on some songs. I just changed the range. Still a string instrument, and he played it absolutely beautiful, I have to say. But the record is called Celebration. It's celebrating all these great composers: Keith Jarrett, Jan Garbarek, Dave Holland, Charlie Hayden, Arald Anderson, Trygve Siem, Jan Garbarek. Did I say that? Maybe I did. And then it comes out today on this world famous album, and I know a lot of the guys are very proud to be associated with that. A lot of them, it's like obviously a lifetime ambition and dream, and they were really excited when I got the box of CDs. He sent me 200 CDs, Manfred Eicher, a very kind man, and I gave them to the guys, and they treasured them.
Fantastic. Brilliant achievement, yes. And of course, we should say it's on ECM as well.
ECM, yes.
Which is brilliant. I think it might be time to hear some more from the band.
What are we going to play?
I think we're going to play a wonderful Cole Porter tune.
Are we? Okay.
Love for Sale, just to let you know, and the arrangements by Peter Mayers. Love for Sale, the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra. Take it away, guys. We'll be right back.
The Cole Porter classic, Love for Sale, beautifully arranged with verve and power by Pete Myers and executed as a showcase for the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, featuring solos from Martin Kershaw on alto, Tom McNiven on the trumpet, Tommy Smith on the tenor, and Alan Kosker on the drums. Please give a really huge round of applause for the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra. Really great playing there. Jazz on 3 on BBC Radio 3 is older than Jazz Lineup. It's BBC Radio 3's contemporary jazz show, broadcast every Monday from 11 p.m, and was first broadcast on the 4th of April 1998, with that program featuring the drum pioneer and innovator Max Roach. The program's presenter, Jez Nelson, is unable to be with us tonight, but earlier we asked him what Jazz on 3 meant to him.
The thing I love about the programme is we actually get to broadcast a really wide range of music under this banner of the best of contemporary jazz. So just looking back over the last few months, we've been in Poland checking out the cutting edge scene there, discovered some brilliant people. We've had a session from Shebaka Hutchins, the Radio 3 new generation artist, really quite an out there session. Bill Frizzell, this wonderful guitarist who brings together Americana, folk, blues and jazz, playing Lennon and McCartney tunes, and then coming up very soon, a new megastar in the making, Robert Glasper, a piano player in the tradition of Herbie Hancock, but winning fans across hip-hop, new soul and jazz areas. So I feel, you know, just delighted and proud that I can bring together all of these musics comfortably in one programme.
Thank you, Jez. Jez Nelson, presenter of Jazz on 3. Now, look out on your radios for Paul Barnes broadcasting from BBC Radio Norfolk. His late show, that includes jazz track broadcasts on many other stations like Suffolk, Essex, Kent, Cambridgeshire, Northampton, and three counties radio, Bedfordshire, Buckinghamshire, and Hertfordshire. His show goes out at 11 p.m. on Saturdays with some classic jazz tracks, so check him out. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, celebrating the jazz programs on the BBC. We mentioned earlier that the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra have just been on tour, and I'm delighted to say that their star soloist from that tour is playing for us tonight. He's a musician of immense expressive poise from one of the number one American jazz families. His career is illustrious, having worked with many of the great artists throughout history, including Horace Silver, Jacob Astorius, his gifted saxophone playing brother. Any idea who I'm talking about? Yeah, I think so. So with the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, directed by Tommy Smith, it gives me immense pleasure to welcome to the stage, playing sea glass, Randy Brecker. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the magnificent Randy Brecker on trumpet there, featured with the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra on a composition by his brother Michael called Sea Glass, arranged by the very gifted Mr. Tommy Smith. And to talk to Randy Brecker, the new presenter of Jazz Record Requests on BBC Radio 3, Alan Shipton.
Well, Randy, welcome. I think the audience has already welcomed you here, but a formal welcome to Pacific Key.
I appreciate that. It's great to be here.
Now, one of the things about somebody like you coming to Britain is it's a bit like time-lapse photography. We sort of see you in one context, then you go away for a bit, and then you come back. And one of the beauties of Jazz Record Requests is that listeners write in and ask for things. And quite coincidentally, just yesterday, I had a letter from somebody who saw one of those kind of time-lapse moments when you were here with Don Grolnick.
Oh.
And I wondered if you could cast your mind back to that, because it was sort of acoustic Brecker Brothers in a way.
That it was. He was a wonderful friend of mine. And it's funny you should ask. I was looking back on my old date books, and I saw that listed. I forget what year it was. Early 90s, though, correct? And it was a wonderful band with Joe Lovano, Peter Erskine, Mark Johnson, myself, my brother, and we had a wonderful tour of the UK.
I know that that was probably the first time that many of us actually heard you in person. And, of course, I should say, too, that that's part of Radio 3's commitment to music, because a lot more people got to hear that band from a broadcast on the old Saturday night jazz concerts on Radio 3, which I think came out as a CD.
That it did. Peter Erskine put that out on his label, Fuzzy Music. But now, the music was not fuzzy at all.
Very snappy, as I remember it.
Yeah.
Now, the next time I saw you was another Radio 3 broadcast, Randy, and again, this time-lapse business, and that was at the Brecon Jazz Festival. Now, you have to imagine a room about the size of the one we're in now, but where earlier in the day people had still been selling cheese and meat and all sorts of things. The market hall in Brecon was kind of whisked almost clear, in many respects, of all that stuff, and then the bands would come in, and you were there, I think, with the Carnegie Hall Jazz Band.
Oh, okay. Well, that could very well be.
Now, I should say, remember it particularly because I was right at the back of the hall watching the band, and I should say for those of you at home that Randy is wearing a very elegant hat this evening, but on that occasion it was a slightly more summery number, a sort of fedora-like thing.
Oh, okay, well, I did play in the Carnegie Hall Jazz Band led by John Faddis for many years, and I know we did a couple tours of Europe, and I remember playing in Brecon more than once. Once, I think, with Bill Evans, a band we had called Soul Bop. So I do remember the venue quite well. There was a lot of mud there. That's one of my lingering memories.
Yes, I think the other thing that most people remember about those festivals was the tortuous journey into the southern Welsh mountains.
That's right, and I remember Bill... one year we were there together with Soul Bop, and Bill said something to the effect of, well, it's great to be here in England. And the Welsh people took offense and made that very well known, and Bill turned around and said, Randy made me say it.
Well, we won't make that mistake here north of another border. I'd just like to finish, Randy, by asking you what it's been like to work with this incredible band, because it seems to me that there's great chemistry between you and the Scottish.
Oh, there is. We've been together a week now, and I hope we do it again. These guys are incredible musicians, and it's rare to find a band, a big band, where everyone can also solo. So this group is quite unique, and I hope it lasts for years to come. It's really something really special.
Now, I know you came up through the jazz education route with Indiana and David
That's
Baker
right.
and all that. How important do you think it is that at a time when funding is in crisis, this band retains what's keeping it going?
Oh, it's the most important. It's such a great testament to Scotland that it has to continue.
Randy, thank you very much for talking to me. Now, back to the music.
This is a great Michael Brecker, Don Grolnick collaboration, and it's got quite the Scottish vibe about it. It's arranged by Chuck Owen, wonderful arranger from North Florida, who arranged several of Mike's compositions, And this is called It's Been Real, as in R-E-E-L. I think you're going to enjoy this. Thank you.
Wisniewski, ladies and gentlemen. Randy Brecker. The remarkable Scottish National Jazz Orchestra. That was a composition by Michael Brecker and Don Gornick called It's Been Real, the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, ladies and gentlemen. Arranged by Chuck Owen. For the audience out there in Radioland, the entire audience here are standing on their feet for that remarkable piece of music and great soloing. Ladies and gentlemen, for the last 90 minutes, we've been hearing just some of the presenters who host Jazz to the UK and beyond every week and all on BBC Radio. Until next week, when Jazz Lineup presents Peter King in concert from me, Julian Joseph, in Pacific Key, Glasgow, and on behalf of our very special guest, Randy Brecker, all our presenters and soloists, the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, directed by Tommy Smith, it's a very, very good night.
I'm John Shea and welcome once again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. First today, some remarkably beautiful sacred music from Portugal. Estevão de Brito is the composer, born near Évora in about 1575. He spent most of his life working at Spanish cathedrals, first Badajoz and then Malaga, where he stayed for almost 30 years until his death in 1641. It seems he even turned down a job as choir master at the Royal Chapel in Madrid. Much of his secular music perished in the Lisbon earthquake in 1755, but the manuscripts that survived in Malaga include the music performed here by La Colombina and Ensemble Daedalus. First, part of the Office for the Dead.
Thank you. Christus.